This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics to keep things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and also follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the big news right now down here where I'm at in Florida is the big rally coming up tonight, at 8 p.m. The gates will open, the doors will open at 4 p.m. At the Amway Center. Now, the reason for that big news down here is we've already got well over 100,000 people that have tickets to come to this event. And I'm telling you, 20,000 is what it seats, 10,000 is what it'll stand, there'll be 30,000 inside. Everybody else will be outside watching on big screen televisions, but this has the potential to be the largest rally that Donald Trump has ever had to date.
That's exactly right, Captain, and this, of course, is going to be the official kickoff, I believe, for the re-election campaign.
That's it.
And so, once again, you know, we keep hearing on the news, and we keep hearing these polls, and we keep sort of getting this story told to us that somehow, somewhere, President Trump is just losing his support, but yet there's tens of thousands of people who are going to want to stand outside while this rally goes on.
And some of them may be standing outside in the rain.
Exactly right, because President Trump still has this draw, and quite frankly, Captain, it literally is just overwhelming when you consider that some of these different candidates, and I know there are a lot of Democrat hopefuls, but are there any candidates that are beginning to generate the kind of enthusiasm that President Trump already has going almost full bore at this point?
No. And by the way, the local television channels that were showing these people over there and interviewing them that were all camped out, it was a few hundred at the time, about 1,000, something like that, several hundred up to 1,000, but it's now about two or three times that are in the line over there. They were asking where they were from. And there were a bunch of people that weren't just from Florida. They were from all over Florida, number one. Number two, they were from Georgia. They were from Alabama. They were from Tennessee because they understand that this is a tremendous event and it's only going to happen once in a lifetime when you have a president and a vice president. They're both going to be in the same building, I might add, with their wives. That they're going to be announcing that they're running for a second term. These are very popular political figures, and America's at a crossroads. And I believe that the polls that you're talking about, the Democratic polls that show that Donald Trump is losing just about everywhere, blah, 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 that just isn't true. It couldn't be further from the truth. I was in a Democratic bastion come Friday night here in Tampa, and there was probably half of the people there were Democrats. They were coming up telling me they were supporting Donald Trump.
Well, you know, the old saying, the proof is in the pudding. President Trump talked about bringing back jobs, getting better trade agreements, dealing with the foes that we have in a better way, and, of course, dealing with our friends in a much better way as well. And he's delivered on all these different things. And, you know, it's actually something good that we're watching here, because it doesn't matter if you have an R or a D behind your name of where you go to vote, this kind of thing, or how you vote, or what party you're registered with. It's because of what Trump is doing for the country, and that's resonating. This is huge.
Even some of the people that were the street people, they call them, that play their guitars and their music, and they have their little, you know, whatever they do, they play their flutes, but the musicians that were there in Ybor City, they were telling me that their little cups or little donation things, they were getting more money than they'd ever gotten because people have more money.
Well, exactly right. And the people around the highways and byways, they feel more secure. They feel, I think, in many ways, so much more optimistic about the future of what America is really capable of. And when you take these, you take the restraints off the American people and off of industry and off of small business, off of mom and pop shops, whatever, you're going to get an explosion of creativity and hiring, and that's what's making America go forward. And the Democrats seem to want to bring in, again, the sort of dark ages of government regulation and all this stuff, and nobody wants that.
Well, we all know about the president's early strength down here in Florida. The Democrats are playing an uphill battle here in Florida, and nobody, if they tell you anything any different, they don't know what in the hell they're talking about, because Donald Trump has done a lot of good for the state of Florida down here, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows it, which is why people on both sides of the aisle are supporting him. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come right back, and we're going to get to talking about Iran again, because we've got 1,000 more troops, specialized troops going overseas to combat the situation with the ships over there. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And, folks, I want to thank you very much for getting Relief Factor off to such a booming start yesterday on day one of the new sponsorship that we have there with them. And Relief Factor, I will tell you right now, is the real deal because, in my case, I've been shot, stabbed, blown up, burned, buried alive, and broken a lot of bones over my years, both in the military and in the fire service. And arthritis is my worst enemy. And anybody that knows about arthritis knows that you're in pain. And until I found Relief Factor, I was having to take Mobic and Flexeril, and then I decided I didn't want to take that. I wanted to get off that, and I started to take Aleve, but I was taking 6 Aleve a day, which my doctor said that was the maximum. That's all you can take. I was taking 2 in the morning, 2 at lunchtime, 2 in the evening. Well, that got old, too. And Relief Factor came along. I heard it mentioned on the radio, just like you're hearing me talk about it right now. I tried the starter pack, 1995, and the rest is history. It's 100% drug-free, all-natural ingredients. It's had 15 years of clinical use, and I've used it for about 2.5 years, almost 3 years now, and it works for me. So all you got to do is go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on that Relief Factor logo that's right there, or go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Either way, you get that 1995 deal on the trial pack. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
1,000 more troops are going to the Middle East. These troops that are going to the Middle East are going to be doing a couple of different things. Number one, some of them are going to be riding shotgun on these tankers. They're going to be the defense up there with some different weapons that will be able to take out these fast boats in the event in the fact that they come up and start buzzing around them or pull up too close or anything like that. That's number one. They'll provide some extra security. Plus, there will be some more boats in the water. Our version of the fast boat, which is a lot better equipped than what these guys have in the Iranian side. And I'm telling you, there's going to be, if this stuff continues, and there's no reason to think it won't, on the Iranian side, there's going to be, sooner or later, a fast boat or two or three or four blown out of the water.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and certainly the 1,000 extra troops is a significant development. And from what I'm hearing as well, the United States may have to even move more assets into that region over time if we do believe that there would be some kind of a larger conflict that could come out of all this.
Right.
Yeah, but hopefully what this will do is begin to send the message that the United States is very serious,
mm-hmm.
not only about the international shipping lanes, but also attacks on American forces as well.
And I can neither confirm nor deny anything that I heard yesterday, because I was on a conference call with Senator Lindsey Graham, and there were some things that were said off the record, and I cannot repeat what was said that was off the record, nor will I. But what was said on the record was that we may be taking a new direction with Iran, and that is, if they challenge us and they come too close, they're going to regret it. And Bill O'Reilly himself yesterday said the Pentagon is prepping for an Iran attack.
Well, right. I would not be surprised at all.
And we're not talking about a war here. We're talking about one strong surgical strike. Now, you do know, Kyle, that Iran has two refineries, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What would happen to Iran if we took one of those refineries offline, if we put it offline with an airstrike?
Well, it would be crippling to a great degree, of course.
You think Iran would get the message and say, wait a minute here, we better stop or else?
Well, that would remain to be seen for the mullahs in Tehran. Yes.
Or do you think that would embolden their groups like Hezbollah that they supply?
Well, see, that's a very interesting question, because I think that when it comes to the Iranian leadership, the current Iranian leadership, I think that they are seeing their country really going down the tubes because of these sanctions and all these different things, and they could be of the mindset that, you know, let's start up the big conflict and just see how it all sort of sorts out. They may get to the point where they feel like they have nothing to lose, and that's why it's so important, obviously, to work every angle of this to make sure that that doesn't happen. But we're not dealing with a stable country that wants to be part of the community of nations, that's for sure.
Now, the other thing is that the Pentagon photos are now bolstering the Iranian attack claims. Besides what we saw that video, there are some photos that were taken by three different means. Number one was the drone that was overhead, which, by the way, they fired a missile at, and they weren't able to strike it. They missed it with a missile. Go figure. I'm talking about the Iranians. And then number two, we had a U-2 spy plane flying overhead at high altitude, one of the new types that we have that takes very good photos from high altitude. Plus, we also had one of our other surveillance aircraft up in the air. So we have some really good intelligence, some really good pictures showing a little bit more than what we've already seen, which tells us beyond no doubt at all that it was Iran that did that, striking those tankers.
Well, exactly right. And you still have a couple of different countries in the mix here, Germany being one of them, wanting to see more evidence of the United States.
Well, you know why that is?
Why is that?
Germany is still doing business with Iran big time.
Right.
Not just with oil, but with other things.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the reasons I think Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, basically said, you know, we're showing the Germans this evidence. They're going to see more. The German foreign minister is going to see a lot more of this, he was talking about. And this is really very important, because what the United States, what President Trump needs to do, and Secretary Pompeo, is begin to build that international consensus so that we have an international coalition when and if it becomes necessary to really take care of business with Iran. Because right now, the president's not only dealing with Iran, but he's also dealing with these cockamamie things that are going on the domestic side, where you have members of Congress talking about the idea, well, it's the pulling out of the Iran deal sort of causing all this. And,
oh, you
and
mean like Ilhan Omar?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, yeah, now there's a real piece of work.
Yeah, well, exactly. Almost as if, well, you know, reinstate the deal and, you know, that kind of stuff, and maybe it'll get better. You know, since when do we have to kowtow to the Iranian regime? Number one, it was a terrible deal. It was a something, yes, it's Obama's legacy, but it was a terrible legacy. It's not the right thing, and President Trump was right to pull out of that deal, and you've got to be able to have a, well, Ronald Reagan said it best, the peace through strength. That's what we need.
Now, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, in her congressional district in New York City, is in big trouble right now. Her approval rating, her personal approval rating, is 21%.
That's right, 21% in one of these latest polls shows that 21% have a favorable opinion of her, 51% have an unfavorable opinion of her, and get this, Captain, a lot of this stems from the idea that she led this crusade against Amazon, because Amazon was going to come into the area there in her district and
jobs.
Yeah, and, mm-hmm. and so people need look no further. If you want to know what the country would be run like if Ocasio-Cortez and her ilk ever get the reins of power, well, that's exactly what it would look like. And the people there are just responding, I think, the right way, because that's not good for them. It's not good for anybody.
No, it's not. And, oh, by the way, while we're on a roll here with New York State, the governor, Cuomo, signed a bill that grants driver's licenses to illegals in the state of New York.
That's exactly right. And get this, too. The governor said he would not sign it unless the Solicitor General was able to determine that there are sufficient safeguards to make sure that federal authorities don't get access to the DMV database.
Yeah.
So, because that's where all the illegal alien driver's licenses would be kept. You know, really, just go figure. This moves New York, of course, now almost to the sanctuary state column.
Well, there's one little problem with that. There's one group of drivers, when they get their CDL, their commercial driver's license,
right,
they are checked in a database, because if they get a hazardous material classification certification on their license, they obviously have to have the proper background check to do that, as well as do all professional drivers, whether you drive a cab or whether you drive a bus or whether you drive a truck.
Well, wouldn't it be great for some intrepid reporter to actually ask the governor of New York about something like that and get him on record, you know, just saying, oh, don't worry, we'll throw all of that out the window, too. Yeah, it doesn't make any difference.
All right, well, we're fixing to take a break. The music's going to start coming up here in my ear real quick. But when we come back, folks, when we come back, Hillary Clinton and her State Department and 15 people, according to the Inspector General in the State Department, 15 people broke State Department rules and the law when it came to handling Hillary Clinton's emails. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Warning to Iran as more U.S. troops being deployed to the region. The Navy releasing new photographs, evidence Iran responsible for attacking two ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Dramatic death as the former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi dies during a court hearing. He had a history of health issues, but his death being investigated. Fashion giant Gloria Vanderbilt has passed away. She was 95 years old.
In the 1970s, Vanderbilt became known for her lines of fashions, perfumes, household goods, all bearing her name. She was also an early developer of designer blue jeans and the mother of CNN-TV anchor Anderson Cooper.
Gloria Vanderbilt was 95 years old when she died. What an extraordinary life. What an extraordinary mom. And what an incredible woman.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And Wayne Allyn Root, our buddy, was on last week. He'll be on next week. Kyle's doing the yeoman job this week. He'll be on every night. I'll be right back with Kyle. But I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. You can find out more about them by going to the website, geico.com. Or your local Geico office can help you with coverage for just about everything that you own. Now, whether you drive a car, a truck, whether or not you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RTV, even a snowmobile, they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent. So, look them up in the phone book under insurance. And if you can't find a Geico agent that way, then go to Geico.com to find out more, and you will find out who your agent is in your area. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Mohamed Morsi, who was the former president of Egypt, also the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood, took part in something that was called Arab Spring. Barack Obama got totally behind that, and he and both Hillary Clinton went over there to support their Arab Spring. Obviously, they didn't keep their word as to what they said they were going to do, and they were going to disrupt the entire situation that the people in Egypt have been living under. They started to go downhill fast, and they revolted against Mohamed Morsi and wound up driving him out of office. Well, apparently, while being tried yesterday on crimes against the state, he was really getting into it, shouting and yelling and carrying on. And I guess he dropped dead of a heart attack. Is that what your understanding is?
Yes, that's what they're saying, is that he did, in fact, die of a heart attack. He went to, they took him to the hospital, but he was pronounced dead, I think, shortly after arriving there. They're saying that they didn't find any evidence of injuries on his body, according to the news reports. And so that's right. He spoke for about 7 minutes or so. He was 67 years old. Educated in Southern California as well before returning back to Egypt. But you're right, he was swept into power during the so-called Arab Spring and then driven from power after so many of the Egyptian people said, this isn't at all what we want Egypt to look like. And I even recall back then, Captain, that there were calls by some of the extremists having to do with the power structure at that time of doing things like blowing up the pyramids.
Yeah.
Because they were considered to be, some sort of pagan idols or something like that. And going along to maybe destroy one of the Earth's great wonders and historical things that literally belong to all of us and not simply to one particular group who doesn't want you to see them anymore.
Correct. And General Sisi, who is now the president of Egypt, and his army, they would not, take on the people. The people were being fired on by the police that were there, the secret police, the special police, which was part of the Muslim Brotherhood. And then the army stepped in and said, no, we can't have this. And they stepped in and they took control and drove him out of power.
Exactly. Exactly right. And again, I'm so glad you mentioned about former President Obama and, of course, Hillary Clinton. You know, I recall Obama made some special speech or something at the time when Mubarak was getting ready to fall from
power. He went over there and apologized. It was the first place where he apologized at.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, the apology tour. But there was certainly a support that it seemed to be coming very strongly from President Obama at the time. And that's worrisome. And that was then and it is now.
Now, also, we talked about, and I mentioned before we went to break, about Hillary Clinton and the State Department and the handling of Clinton's emails. Now, they're... Secretary of the State Department's Inspector General came to the conclusion after a lengthy investigation that 15 people in the State Department, no names were mentioned that I know of, broke State Department rules and the law in the handling of some of Hillary Clinton's emails.
Right. I think they found about 23 violations and 7 infractions of security protocols. Now, some of these 15 people we understand were written up as a result of this, and this also may impact their ability to get security clearances in the future. But certainly, I mean, my goodness, 15 different people, 23 different violations, and then also security protocols being violated as well. Every American should be concerned about this kind of thing, and certainly Hillary Clinton seemed to be able to, I don't want to say get away scot-free on this, but that seems to be what she's doing. I can't imagine anybody else, Captain, any other Secretary of State who could do something like this, and then suddenly it just means nothing. Most people are scratching their heads.
Well, yeah, and they should be. Now, something else is going on here. The polls are all over the place, as we well know. But right now, Joe Biden has got to be wondering about his future, because in the state of Minnesota, and hello to George up there in Burnsville, the state of Minnesota, Elizabeth Warren now leads Joe Biden in the Democratic race up there.
That's true. That's very, very true. So it goes, according to the latest poll there, goes something like this. Elizabeth Warren with 21%, Biden with 20, and Bernie Sanders with 19, and then the list goes down from there. But so they're kind of hovering around together, but it is important because literally, Joe Biden should be able to walk away with most of these things, you know, it would seem, in terms of his name recognition, the fact that he is the heaviest of the hitters in this ballpark at this point for the Democrats, and yet he is slipping. And he's slipping for a number of different reasons, I think. And Elizabeth Warren is finding some traction with what she's talking about, but the big question is that something that's going to continue to get fuel, or is this going to be sort of a one-time thing, and then we'll see her sort of begin to slip again, but maybe then be able to throw her support to some other candidate. So we're going to have to see how this plays out.
And even though Joe leads nationwide, 77% of those people polled say that they're not beyond changing their mind.
See, that's very, very important. And here we are. It's about the middle of June. You know, the election's not till November of next year. So many of the polls, in terms of especially the big matchups of Trump versus Biden, Trump versus unnamed Democrat candidate, those kinds of things may not really have a lot of significance at this point. But the polls, even right now, with all these different hopefuls, they also, I think, sometimes have to be taken with a grain of salt until we start really seeing these debates happen, a few of them drop out, and then people really start to realize, okay, my choices are not 25 people, my choices are now 10 people, 5 people, 2 people, you know, that kind of thing. And then that's when you really start to see people solidify. But you're right. People saying right now, oh, Joe Biden, but maybe I could change my mind, it's just a function of we're so far away from this thing that they're still shopping.
Now, Jared Kushner has once again been accused of violating the Hatch Act. That seems to be the popular thing to do these days, right? Violate the Hatch Act. You know, until they prosecute a Democrat, they're not going to prosecute a Republican. It just isn't going to happen. Because, again, when is the last time somebody was prosecuted for violating the Hatch Act?
I think never, I think.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And even if they tried, it's so iffy in its interpretation that it couldn't be enforced anyway. But anyway, Jared Kushner, you just need to leave him alone and get about doing your business.
Well, right. And to a great degree, though, I think, you know, when you hear people talking about, well, you know, if you violate the Hatch Act, you're mixing politics with government business, and that's a no-no, and I think most people would generally agree with that. But when you're calling for violations of the Hatch Act, that almost in and of itself is a political maneuver, and people see that for what it is. And so, again, we find ourselves in the idea that instead of going against our political opposition with ideas and political rhetoric, we're now going to try to criminalize the other side in some way, and that's what they've been trying to do to Trump for so very long, and criminalize those who support Donald Trump. Mm. And the American people don't like that. They like a good political fight, but they don't like this kind of thing.
All right, let's see if we can get somebody in here real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sean in Tampa.
Okay, Sean, we're going to get cut off here, but go for it.
Yeah. Well, I want someone to dig in and try to figure out who's covering the auto insurance for all these illegal aliens that are getting driver's licenses.
Okay.
And how much is that costing us who pay for insurance?
Okay, you're going to get cut off, so here we go. All right, and thank you very much, Sean. And Kyle, we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and I'll see if I can get you an answer to that, Sean. I would assume that the insurance that's covering them is the risk pools. Remember those? I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling,
you, that's Merle Haggard and the theme from the original trucking show on TV, Moving On with Will and Sonny. And that's from many, many years ago and still around, Merle Haggard, Moving On. All right, this Trucker's Highway and Bible Report is brought to you by your local Pilot in Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pretty good from where I'm standing with a lot of the new features in the larger truck stops, the Pilots and the Flying J's. All right, here we go. Risk for severe thunderstorms and flash flooding will continue Tuesday over the central and southern plains ahead of low pressure tracking across the region. Now, very large hail and damaging straight line winds will be the main threats. Flash flooding from potentially excessive rainfall will be possible from the southern Appalachians into the middle Atlantic region, where right now we have a solid layer of rain from southern Pennsylvania, halfway up through Pennsylvania, up to Harrisburg, down into the northern part of Maryland and the northern part of West Virginia, across most of Ohio, across one-third, the bottom one-third of Indiana, the southeastern part of Illinois, and the upper portion of Kentucky, where right now we've got all kinds of flash flood watches, flash flood warnings, and there's quite a bit of rain going on in that area. Now, we do have some severe thunderstorm warnings tonight again in Texas and southeastern New Mexico. The Lubbock area, you could have some significant weather going on there. There's already been one area of thunderstorms that came rolling around the edge of there, and there's another system that's right there. Looks like more thunderstorms brewing. And also up in northeastern Colorado, we've got some rain there tonight. Northwestern Kansas, rain there. And in Nebraska, Grand Island, all the way over towards Lincoln, you've got rain, and all the way down to the southern border with Kansas. Now, tonight in Colorado, in the upper section, when you come into Colorado, I-25, coming in where the mountains are right there, the first mountain range, you've got rain in that area right now. And also a very high heat warning for the inland areas of California tonight, up there, and the northern part of California from Sacramento south on down about 100 miles, it looks like. And then up in Washington State, you've got a fire watch threat up there, warning and watch as well, and something for you to keep an eye on. And Jersey, you might be getting some rain today by the looks of this, and it looks like New York City, you might be getting a little bit of it too. All right. Don't forget now that our Truckers Highway and Bible Report is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop, because Pilots and Flying J's main restaurants now include Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen's, Denny's and the Big Flying J's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway's, Taco Bell's, Wendy's, Huddle House and the Flying J's, Moe's Southwest Grill and the Flying J's, and Dunkin' Donuts also in some of the different truck stops. And they've got ample parking in the bigger ones. The travel center amenities include Catscales, Transflow Express travel documents where you can get your permits for your oversized or overweight, your overwidth loads, trip packs so you can get your loads in time to get paid. Truck washes are either located there or close by. Blue Beacons are around a number of the Flying J's and Pilots. Audiobook rentals also are available there. Pay phones, high-speed internets, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet, and lounges with big screen TVs for the drivers. So, check them out today. Pilot Flying J. Tell them the captain sent you. You could wind up with a nice free hot cup of coffee. All right, Dan the Man from Lafayette, Indiana is on the phone. Is it raining where you're at?
Pardon me?
Is it raining where you're at?
No, we're not supposed to get any rain now until Wednesday.
All right, I got a question for you. I had a listener send me an email here just a few minutes ago, and it's a very interesting email, and I mentioned it to you a little bit off air as to what it was that we were talking about. Correct?
Correct.
All right. Now he wants to know how these fast boats are able to attack these big tankers, you know, how they're able to attach the mines to the sides of the ship, and did they accomplish that while the ships were moving through the strait, which they could have, Or was there a time span when the ships were anchored, which there is, or would have given Iran access to their sites? Well, yes. And here's the other thing, Dan. A lot of this has been done at night because you can't see these boats.
Well, you know what? The first thing the Iranians grabbed from our Navy fast boats when they were captured a year or so ago was their night vision equipment.
Okay.
They never gave that back.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the small radar. Those were magnetic, so they're a box shape. They stick to any metal.
Yep.
Those small boats could have gotten in front of the tanker, put it over the side, and just wait for the tanker to go in its draft, have those stick to it. You know, those tankers, that was kind of a big crew, especially the liquid natural gas. So they had like 43 people on it.
They did, 41, 41.
Yeah. 41. All right. Some of these tankers only have 13, 10, 11, 12, 13. I mean, they're inventing huge containers now in the Pacific. Rolls-Royces, they won't even have a crew on it.
And, of course, we just sent 1,000 military over there, and those military going over there specifically are going to be, some of them are going to be providing security on board the vessels like they did before back in the tanker wars. They'll be armed up there. They'll have various weaponry to defend themselves if one of those fast boats comes up alongside. But, again, my point is you can't see them. They do not show up on the radar.
You know, that's true. Their profile is very close. The surface of the ocean, surface of the water. You know, the cartels build their own form of submarines to go from Mexico to California, in which 90% of that craft is underwater.
That's right.
You won't even see it until you're on top of it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't come up on radar. The Iranian boats aren't even made of metal. It's a fiberglass composite.
Correct.
But that's not going to come up on any magnetic imagery. Very little. They're very fast. You won't even know they're there and they're gone. And, you know, just the pictures of them taking it off show that, well, at least one didn't fire right, and they got the incriminating evidence before we...
Well, they have more than just that video. They have got photos from the drones that have been flying overhead. They've also had a U-2 spy plane, the more modern one. I forget what they called it, Lady Tiger or something like that, the U-2 LT or something like that. But anyway, it's a brand new version and a little bit different type, a little bit faster, a little bit more sleeker. They've been flying around over there doing picture taking and observation and intel. And then, of course, you've got our other devices, our satellites and whatnot, and they do have more pictures, still pictures of what they've been seeing that will be released eventually, especially if Germany wants to challenge and say, well, that doesn't really prove anything. Really? Well, how about these?
Well, that was Iranian fingerprints on the side of that tanker, and they hurried up and got rid of it.
You bet.
You know, and a lot of these Navy vessels, they sit so high up, and their guns are so big, that, you know, if you're within 100, 200 yards, their weaponry's effectiveness is zilch.
Yeah, but these were tankers. So, it's a little different story. But they're still way up in the air, some of them.
Right.
Although when they get loaded, they're deep in the water, so it's hard to tell.
Right. But in Somalia, you know, there's currently 450 sailors being held.
Yes.
You know, that story is not even ever printed in the paper or reported.
Nope. And by the way, there's more military going into Africa for the Africa Command, and part of what they're going to do is to try to get those crewmen out of there. All right, you got to run. Here comes the music, and we'll talk to you again.
I want to talk about presidential elections at 7 to 9.
All right, we'll talk about it when you get a chance. All right, Dan the Man, and presidential elections it will be when he gets a chance. Miss Rosemary, coming up right after the top of the hour here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.